Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
Hello, Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out the blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question. Doesn't that sound like fun? Yeah. And to your little heart's content, too, we got almost 14 years of stuff there that we've created and archived for you and got it organized so you can find it easily, including the body of work that Leslie Grossman has left with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange, the author of Selfsation. Leslie, it's womensleadershipexchange.com, is that right?
That's correct.
So check it out. You can find the book there and your blog as well. We're talking about, by the way, you've been crisscrossing the country working with on quite a few conferences to help women put their best foot forward, haven't you?
Yes, we've been New York, Chicago, going to Minneapolis on September 27th, doing a great conferences, all focused on Go for Growth.
Right.
Forget the government, and we've got to just get out there and work together to support each other as business owners and grow our businesses.
Don't we have to? Thank you for saying that, Leslie, because I've been trying to get this through everyone's heads for 3 years now, at least. Main Street, small businesses have got to take back our country. We've got to take back our country from the political class in Washington. We've got to take back our country from the flash traders on Wall Street.
Yep.
Those people are not behaving in the best interest of America, in my opinion. And we've got to take, and it's not that they're bad people, Leslie, it's that they don't have I don't think they have the same values that America's going to need to go forward. And I think you find those values on Main Street and more especially in small businesses. What do you think?
I agree, and it's a fact, it's a known fact that small business is the driver of the economy. Why they are not paying attention to that, every president in the past has said that, admitted it.
They all say that.
They all say it, and yet they do nothing to help us. I'm not just talking about the president.
Right. No, no, this is not a political conversation. This is about,
no.
This isn't about party. This is about the political class.
That's right. And right now, they are just not acknowledging there's plenty of help, as you say, for Wall Street.
Yeah.
Big companies that are in trouble, they get help. What about the small business? So we have to just say, take it in our own control. Help
yeah.
each other. Say
yeah.
we can be there for each
how
other.
Are we gonna, how do we do that, Leslie? How do we pull that off?
Well, I think we have to gather in places. I was going to suggest to you, maybe we should organize a march.
You know what, Leslie? I don't know if you've ever thought about this, and a lot of people probably haven't, unless they've heard me talk about it. Do you know how many people I've determined are directly connected to a small business, not counting the family members, just the owners and the employees? You know how many there are? Almost a third of America.
Yeah.
I'm talking men, women, and children. Almost a third of America is either owns or works for a small business.
Yeah.
About 100 million people. Now, can you imagine? Now, no union, all the unions in the country can't touch that.
Right.
Almost no political party can touch that. So, what if we actually got ourselves organized? We could rule the world. We could rule the world, Leslie.
It would be a powerful thing, and for the good of all.
Oh yeah, because you know why, Leslie? It's real simple. What's good for small business is good for the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do we do first? Hold political candidates accountable?
That's the place to start. We need to somehow organize ourselves. We need to have another conversation about this, Jim, alone, because it is true. It's like, how can we take action here and really get out there? I mean, Think about, we were talking about Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, that company started as a tiny company.
Right.
I mean, these companies.
And the environment, the environment that allowed Steve Jobs' company to flourish does not exist today.
Right, exactly.
I know a CEO who went public in 96, and I asked him on my show in the last few years, since Sarbanes-Oxley, I said, if you were going public today instead of 96, what would be the story? He said, I couldn't do it. He said, I would not go public in this environment if I weren't, or if I were trying to do today what I would, what I did in 96.
Yeah.
Now that's a horrible indictment of what has happened with the policies out of Washington and the behavior out of Wall Street.
Absolutely. Companies are being held back to deliver not only the jobs that are needed,
yep,
and the innovation. Mm-hmm. The innovation that we need to stay ahead as a country and to just move forward. So everyone is being hurt by the lack of support for small business.
We've got to do, but what you know, Leslie, the irony is we don't really need them to support us. We just need them to get out of our way. Don't quit putting stumbling blocks in front of us. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, we know there's money available for loans, but yet the small businesses can't get them.
There's
so many things that are creating obstacles.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like you say.
And I'll tell you, we've got to do it. Folks, as the election cycle comes up, we've got to hold these people accountable. Leslie, I'm glad you're out there talking about this. Thank you for your leadership.
Well, thank you for your leadership and being on the airwaves to get it out there.
Women'sLeadershipExchange.com. Leslie Grossman, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.